Let's do this ad.
Alright. My liege, you've summoned me.
Yes. Great night, Bill. I have but one quest for you, should you accept it at the honor of your ordained king.
Of course, my liege, anything.
Don't worry, I was the king, assumed you'd say yes. You should enter your film in the Galactic, Boston Collective Film Festival. You should enter your film there.
Sir, are you mad? That seems... What, this...
I'm aware you're a trained knight.
My time is better spent doing, other
knightly
things.
But think about it this way. Go to filmfreeway.com/Boston and enter your film. I understand we've spent thousands training you as a knight, giving you servants to help you be a knight, but do this instead.
What would I submit there?
Oh, you can submit anything. A podcast, if those exist in this time of knights. You can submit any... We accept any art. And the thing about it, my loyal subject, kneel a little more. I know you're kneeling, but kneel more. All right.
It's hard in the
kneel more servantly. Yes, that's more subservient for me. You can submit any piece of art, and the winners will get a chance to have their work featured on ASMR Kittens YouTube or Twitch channel. She has over 30,000 watchers there. That's exposure bigger than the biggest film festivals combined. An opportunity you'd have to pay many galleons for. If galleons aren't a thing that Harry Potter made up and are real coins in real life, pretty sure they're not. Cougarans, also wrong time period. Gold. But it's quite cheap, and you can go right now, filmfreeway.com/Boston.
That sounds actually quite nice.
Do you own a camera?
I can find one.
Is it 1500s? We didn't establish that.
Then yes, I have this camera. Apparently this is
future!
My squire found this thing that he calls a camera.
It's 3022, the year. It's the future. Knights and kings have come back. Surprise, was not the past. Filmfreeway.com/Boston, BOA, filmfreeway.com/BOSTON.
You didn't even think of that. That's why that was the name of our band that night.
Yeah, but the band, actually, that was the shortened version, because what I was saying is you even seemed to focus more on you were being operated on while my band waited in the room reading shitty magazines and trying to mess with the television, but then they realized they couldn't mess with the television because the remote doesn't actually work. It's more ceremonial, because if they actually left the remote out, then there would be a big problem because everybody in the waiting room would try to use the remote and there'd be chaos. And so you kind of focused more on the waiting room bit, not that I wanted to focus on any, and we didn't have any homophobic slide to that.
You've
we just
been
were
to
confused
these
why
stupid
you focused
shows,
on the waiting room.
These stupid shows that they go, well, we have all these marquee letters and they never use them. Okay?
Yeah, but,
look,
so
I don't think this is rock and roll. Look, if I want to name the band Tony and I don't like these guys on a personal level, what's the problem here?
So as much as that hurts me, that's
Tony,
a shorter
Tony,
name.
And here are some, and come up to me for group text sessions with my other friends because this band isn't my real friends. I don't understand what's hurtful about that.
That's at least a shorter name. That name that night took half the performance to explain. We're not rock and rollers if you're just announcing the band's name. Like, you've made it abundantly clear we are not allowed to perform.
Let me ask you a question.
While you're saying our name.
Let me ask you a question. Aerosmith, right? That's a rock band. Can we all agree here? That's a rock. Stop twirling the sticks, honestly.
It was mid-song.
Okay. So you agree Aerosmith? Have they ever explained their name? What the fuck is an Aerosmith?
They don't have to, and it's also a short name.
Well, there you go. They don't have to is another way of saying, have they ever done it? It's never been done before, explaining your name for a good quarter to half of the show.
Well, they have this weird concept of performing music instead of just explaining the name.
Concepts.
Also,
it's too high concept.
Do you know how expensive our name is to put on an album? We have to have triple albums because it's just the cover.
Where are you printing album covers? Because this is 2021. I feel like I need to come at you guys for that. Who's printing anything? I don't own a printer. Raise your hand. All right, I'm done with this.
I do.
This is What? I want to name you guys Tony and the Fuck Yous. Tony and their Uglies.
That'd be a shorter name. Just that'd like, at least be a shorter like, name.
Love this guy. He can't fucking get it. Okay. Anyway, this is Hack Thought Podcast. Co-hosts Mike Fallick and Bill Moore. Theme song by Freddie Unreal and the Fangers. Freddie just released an album. Man, he released like a solo thing he did, and it's really good.
Ooh.
I wish I knew the fucking name of it on air. Hello, welcome to Hack Thought Podcast, a show that I did not expect to have a 9-minute intro. okay. What do you want to do? We need to have a few announcements about this episode, just so we go into this. I want to start doing multiple things. You know how we have, listeners of the show will know I'm stuck in a river. Whenever we just are lost in a conversation, we can make the other person improvise us being stuck in a river. I will warn you, no one is stuck in a river. Okay? We added to that the inane doo-wop, which I really like, where it's doo-wop songs about nothing. Okay? So that might happen. Those aren't, like, you're not missing anything. You didn't do anything. I really want to do this thing, and I told Bill about this. I want to do this thing where we just put each other on hold, but the other thing is that the hold, like, is, like, very clearly, specifically insulting and about us, and it's a way to get out of an argument while you're talking, and then the other person has to wait on hold, and I will put in hold music. So we're just going to be putting each other on hold as another thing added to the show. Look, is the show getting too high concept? Maybe. Are we having too many ongoing jokes? I don't care. I'm having fun.
I am too.
What do you want to do? I have a morality, Michael. Do you want to do that first to get warmed up?
Yeah, let's
up?
Do that. Yes, okay. Please.
On this show, every once in a while, we confront our greatest moral problems in Morality Michaels. Okay. Morality scenario number 3. Pull this out. Make that nice paper noise with my new studio.
From the deep vault of just loose papers that you have.
Why so rough wet. With it? That's what's wet. So annoying about paper noise if you're ever doing a recording. It's like, it's paper. How loud did you manage to get that? What are you doing to it?
No. I also just like the feeling of the best place to keep the most important papers in the center of all of the papers, because the other papers will protect the more important sheet that I'll need later.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, paper. Do we need it? Probably not. Morality scenario number 3. You find in your home one day a strange object. From its shape and design, you can tell it's something you've never seen, and part of you believes it is not of this world. There is a note attached to it. It reads, "Dear Earthling, I come from another planet far, far away from yours. This is a device used to cause massive destruction on my planet. It has been decommissioned. However, it is indestructible from this point on. Due to the painful nature of it, we have decided to send it to Earth. It is of no danger to anyone. However, we do not want to look at it anymore and want to assure that it will not be seen by our people again for fear of trauma and reliving the past. You accept this, and you keep it on a bookshelf for a fair amount of time. But something strange starts to happen. Because somebody sees it one day, and you had plans to bury it and put it away as it's a horrible device of destruction. But you sense it too. It makes every room just perfect. You know how when you put up a painting or a new shelf or something like that, or a little tchotchke, or you take away a tchotchke in a room, or you put something back, or you move a piece of furniture, and the room gets better, feng shui, whatever it is, it changes the way the room works. This makes every room it's in perfect. People compliment whatever room it's in. They compliment the object, not as a piece of art, but as somehow relaxing them. And you make sure there are no nefarious things. You read the note over and over again. But this deadly object seems to be making your house more pleasant. What do you do? Thoughts? What are you thinking?
Wait, it's kind of like just from the note, I know it's deadly, but I don't know what the deadlying is happening.
You know it's a massive destruction on this far off planet on the other side of the universe, yeah. But you don't know what it did. It's horrific enough that because they can't destroy it anymore, they send it to Earth.
Okay. I mean, I would still go about burying it as much as I love having it. Like that does sound like a very appealing, like visually appealing thing, but I feel like it's like it's a shortcut to just like, oh wow, this is it makes the room perfect. It's like the I feel like the right thing is that like I should put in that work, and if this has been truly dumped on us from like another planet for like basically like this has destroyed everything that we hold dear, but our rooms are great. Everyone is dead and the world's on fire, but my room, perfect. You take it. I think.
Well, it's not for the sake of that. Let me say that's definitely. I'll say that. That's probably not clear in the letter. This creature definitely doesn't think that it makes rooms perfect. This is an unexpected effect.
Oh, like in our.
It wasn't. It wasn't their planet. Their planet didn't fall apart for the sake of interior design. This is like somehow the way their planet works. This small object. It makes. I want to be clear. I didn't set up a scenario where people.
You're
you know,
focused on the interior design, but you never thought of the exterior, did you? You never thought of the exterior.
Love it, list it, or kill it. Trading spaces, trading lives. It's not for that sake. It was a killing or torturing or something device. Their planet fell apart from that. It's a side effect.
I would still probably bury it just because I feel like it's if there is potentially a danger to it, I also, because I'm so bad at interior design that I already am like, I've gotten used to living in not immaculate rooms. I think I could afford to bury it and try to learn to room better. I'll just say room better.
That's a good moderate do-op. Just like...
Well, my baby, she goes and buys some stuff, and it's not that great, but it's okay. We try the paint color out on a wall for a week,
and if we don't like it, we buy another can of paint, then we paint it over.
I can say I wrote that a while ago, the description, and it uses a word that I've now changed. I have two. I never do New Year's resolutions. I have two right now. One is not because I hate ironic, and I talked about this on all my shows at this point. I like the modern interpretation of ironic, like where it's just coincidental or weirdly bizarre. But I've decided this year I'm going to use the literal interpretation of ironic, which is words used incorrectly to mean something else. My other one that I did coincidentally at New Year's is I've stopped using the word tchotchke, and I've started to call them what they are, which is just shit. How do you feel about tchotchkes, knickknacks for the goyish out there? How do you feel about stuff? My opinion, I've played my cards already. I think they're shit, tchotchkes and stuff.
I of those two choices, I do like, well, see, I think you said knickknacks. I like that one the most because tchotchkes, I mean.
Of course, it's always about putting the Jews down. Yeah, fine. Yeah, it's okay. No, it's whatever. It's 5,000 years of oppression. It's fine. It's fine. Use the word knickknacks.
Is it that heavy of a word? But, I mean, tchotchkes, I mean, without going into like a movie too much, I immediately just think of Office Space. So I'm like, they've already kind of, it's got that whole thing of like, that's their word now. That's Office Space's word. I don't want to use tchotchkes.
Wow,
it's
done.
Wow, that's
fascinating. You have a memory of that.
It's a cool, because I enjoy that movie, and I just think of that aspect of that movie, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I don't know, tchotchke just, yeah, it sounds weird, I guess, yeah, I don't always refer to it just as, like, the shit around my house, but it's like, yeah, like, I've got way too much crap, so I guess I just, a different shade of
shit. You just
folded.
You just folded and decided your chat.
The more I thought of it, I'm like, oh yeah, no, I guess I do have a lot of crap, which is the same thing.
It's just shit. It's just fucking shit. It's just shit everywhere. And then you go into people's rooms and their houses, and you're just like, you're supposed to be impressed by all their shit. It's like your shit is out. I have such an issue with it. First of all, I love Office Space 2. I can recite like whole monologues from it, but I did not remember that was the name of the... I hate tchotchkes. I hate it. And that would be the decision for me with doing this. Is like, I hate when shit is out. I don't know, like, I'm trying to describe it. Like, okay, to me, if we're going to talk movies, I just rewatched Risky Business.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the impulse to put that fucking egg on the mantelpiece, right? Like, I wonder if this is one of those things, and we talked about this on the show, where I just don't get people. What goes through your head where you have a mantelpiece, and then you have an object, and then you're going to put it on, just out?
Like an item that, like, it's innocuous to somebody else, but to you, it's like...
It's not even a bad opinion. It's just, I'm saying I'm having a basic problem with you have an object, and then it has to be... out. Like, I mean, it's having trouble. It's just out.
It's showing off, right? It's a form of showing off. It's like a form of, like, it's basically the long game of eventually one day somebody's going to ask about it. This will be a great talking point.
People put up shelves. A painting, I understand. It's out of the way. It's a different version. It's a cheaper version of whatever. Decorating, of like making your wall a different color. Great. I understand it. And I'm a sculptor. And yet at the same time, I don't know. You put up a shelf to put like some shit on it, or there's people, Bill, that Phil, that like will take a thing. Do you know what I mean? There's like a whole genre of home decor that's just big thing, not particularly valuable, not particularly good looking. Put it somewhere.
Oh yeah, yeah, just yeah, like the yeah, like yeah,
thing.
Yeah, like the yeah, the home goods store crap, like all of that, like or like.
Is it a vase? No, kinda though.
It's a vase, but we filled it with cement, so now it's just a thing now.
It's a thing! Things department! What were you going to say? I interrupted you to keep going on thing.
No, basically, yeah, no, I was just going off of like it'd be like the not comfortable wicker chair, one of those ones that's very, like, it looks like it's spiky or it could break. It's like, oh, no, you can't sit in that. It'd break. Then why do you have it? It's because it's there.
It's there! It's there! It's there! Can you put shit in it? Can you put stuff on it? Can you use it?
Oh, God, no. God, no.
And I'm not being some, like, you know, I'm trying to even think of the word, like, not a Luddite. It's almost like a Spartan attitude. I don't have this, like, everything's got to have a use, and if it doesn't, I'll throw it in your trash fire. You know, like, I don't, it's not like a submarine. There can be stuff that you have for pleasure.
Yeah, I kind of was, at one point I was imagining you just live in like an empty space.
Let's
like
be clear.
A single chair.
Let's be clear. I have said there are things about the design and decor of submarines and prison cells that I find very appealing. Like, let's be very clear. Those are quotes directly out of my mouth. And my partner and I, in living in a place together, have had to negotiate the difference between I want everything. Well, this is... If this shows you why I think of this thing of having a tchotchke being like this huge moral decision. I want for my new place, we moved, I decided that I really want to work hard on having what I call conference room chic. So I want to, like, I'm a sculptor and an artist. I want to make like fake shitty pastries and put them in plastic bags and have a bowl out of them, or like buy fake soda cans, you know, and they're just sitting out. It's like, oh, is there soda out for everyone? No, no, no. That's the home decor. Is I want it to look like. So to me, that's really.
I was going to say, if you do that, you have to have the bagel that's clearly been cut by a plastic knife.
Yes.
So part of it's broken off and the other part is entirely, and it's also totally uneven.
Like plastic knives in a pile, like plastic yeah. knives and sport and spoons and forks in like a pile, but they're all glued together. You can't ever use them. You can't, yeah. They're not, it's not like they're out and it's like, oh, that's our joke. It's like, no, they're for sure a sculptural piece. But like, I just hate shipping. I have this thing where people that, and this is not a class thing either, they just have shit on their lawn. They just decide that like it's not about like, oh, you know, you use your lawn for a lot of stuff, or oh, you don't have space. There's just people that, it's usually people with money and space and garages, and they just decide that it's away because it's somewhere.
Is that still done now? Because I always kind of thought that that was like the, I always associate that with like the older great aunts of kind of.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly who it is.
Yeah. Like the older great aunts, for some reason, there was some either era or generation that was like, the lawn is the new thing. You got to put your stuff on the lawn. That's the place it's got to be. Because that's what will bring everyone to be like, that lawn is an impressive lawn. And this, so it was like 1971 or something. That was the year of like, everybody, lawns, it's lawns, do it for the lawns.
I can't even get into like shit people put on their lawns. Like the crystal orb on someone's lawn.
I've never understood the lawn other than like, yeah, I can understand wanting to mow it so it just looks not like, so it looks like, oh, someone's intentionally living there. But
we've had a big negotiation as to whether or not I'm allowed to kill our lawn. You mind? <New place. laughs> Which I don't like grass at all. I don't find it appealing, even slightly. But wait, just hold on a second, Bill. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Thank you for waiting. You're on hold. If you're someone named Bill, then fuck you. If you're sitting there and you are wearing headphones, maybe clean out your goddamn ears. Are you looking for help with your ears? Set up a website to get people to talk about your disgusting ears, Bill. This is just a general message. Your call's important to us, except if you're named Bill Moore, in which case, press 1 to shove it up your ass.
Okay. Sorry, Bill, for being on hold. They record that message just for everybody. Do you like it? It's a new message.
Yeah, no, it was very, very, generic to everyone.
Look, we're learning. We're learning this new bit. I don't know. I'm going to think of more stuff for it. Help, I'm stuck, please. I'm stuck. Sir, I'm stuck in a river. Please help me out, okay? I don't know what to do. They do stop, drop, and roll at school, and they don't know river. Please, please help me. Please, sir, can you hear me?
Yeah, duck walk.
So duck kinda, walk? Also, what is a duck walk?
And also, like,
what is a duck? You do a duck walk, too.
Yeah, okay, I'm doing it now. I'm okay. putting my toes toward each other as I walk and kind of do like a little shimmy walk.
Is this real? Can I ask? And I'm going to try. I know I'm drowning while I'm asking, but is this something you like saw on the internet? Because I hate that stuff, that like life hack stuff.
I'm basing it off of, I know it helps with walking on ice, and I just don't know
okay. if it helps with loosening yourself. So if you could just show me the website that you saw this on, I just like to check my, please, I'm really stuck in a river, so can you please just show me your sources?
The website is my mother. She lives in Indiana right now.
Call
she
her.
Told me that when I was 3. Okay, calling her. Sure? Because I can also, I've got a rope.
Well,
right
I'm
here.
Sure. I'm drunk. Well, yes, let's, I don't, because if you're someone who lies about their sources, I don't know what that rope is made out of.
Well, I mean, how about we try both? You know, it's like you're in the position that maybe I can just throw it to you. And if you deem it low enough quality, you can go ahead and drown and I will know, okay, I will get better rope. But I will continue calling my mother with one hand because after the fourth or fifth
seems
try,
like the
my
climate.
Voice.
Seems the like vo- the current climate of information. You should really be not, even your wariness to check your sources. You know, and I get it. I'm bleeding. I smashed my head against a rock right now. It's fine, but like,
I've got my phone out. I'm willing to do it. I just figured, just, you know, like,
even the more you delay, it seems like you're not really checking your sources. Dead. Died. The age of 142. Why was he in a river? What shit do you have in your house? Because I've learned a lot about Bill in doing this show. That like stuff that like I should have noticed about you, but I guess I don't hate you, which is really what all the things we don't like about people doing in their homes is really we just don't like them. Like, so wait, like I didn't know you put stickers on shit. Like I learned that. What shit's out right now?
I I've stopped doing the sticker thing a while ago.
God,
that was
controlling your life.
That was more of like a holdover from like a college thing that I thought was funny, and then I feel like the more you go through life, the less you just find stickers in your life because it's like it's not like a thing doctors are giving out to you anymore. So it's like stickers just don't happen unless you go to stickers, and I've never had a reason to go to stickers. Stickers don't come to me enough.
So what shit is out in your house right now? Like what shit is out?
the biggest one that usually I get comments on is the whole like DVD cases of like the, I still have a bunch of DVD cases. I have like, I have the big booklets of like the loose DVDs, but I still have the actual like boxes to DVDs, which especially when you're like, I mean, in my case, if you're living in like a city, like it's just, it's taken up effectively just space that could be literally anything else. Cause it's a DVD that sits there that maybe you watch once or twice a year at most, and that's a lot because I happen to watch a lot of stuff and this like again and again, but it's a thing that like it that's
not shit, Bill. That's, you know what to I mean by shit.
To some people it is. Because to some people it's like, dude, why do you have like just like, and I even there was like, I've even heard like other on other podcasts like, dude, just get like everybody bragging. Should get rid of their
I've
DVD
heard
cases.
Other podcasts. Okay.
I have ears, so I mean
it's, I think it was our podcast I talked about getting rid of my DVD cases because it is. But it isn't better for people like us. That's good for people who have like 30 DVDs, Bill. For people like us, it's still I pulled my back pulling my DVD box the last time I moved because it was like,
oh, yeah.
It's a giant hunk of metal. It's not helpful.
And then, yeah, and when you realize that, well, yeah, when you are moving and it's like these, so I did a whole bunch of packing today. I did 5 boxes. What were they of?
DVDs?
No cases. DVD cases. Just the cases. Just the cases.
Okay. But do you have like, fucking people just put like they'll put of and I'm telling you I know I'm extreme like to me if you do have a vase with flowers on it fuck you I like that on this show I'm willing to put myself out there as the villain like you know I'll fuck you like I'm telling you I am coming at this with a visceral reaction to nonsense if you have a vase full of flowers and sometimes it has flowers in it and it even has flowers in it right now I don't give a shit fuck you throw it away
yeah, well,
I'll
make you hate us more as a vase of fake flowers so there you go we have one
you do have a vase full of fake flowers.
Yeah, it was a holdover because we even had the conversation of like, so because we do put out stuff for Christmas, like that's the one time that we'll actually have like the thing on like a shelf. But it was like, hey, this vase doesn't look all like it kind of looks nice. Are you lazy enough / fine with keeping it out? We're like, yeah. So
wait a minute. During because there's one way that I'm gonna have a visceral reaction and one way that I think I understand. I'll say the visceral reaction first. So that you can get my headspace. Were you gonna put the vase away because it wasn't Christmas themed?
No, it was basically the vase was just there, but we found like a Christmassy color of like fake flower because I can't do real flowers. That which is like, okay, cool. That kind of makes it look a little bit more holiday-ish to us, and we left.
So
that
it
out.
Was being discussed that the vase wasn't Christmassy enough.
I guess, yes, it wasn't like a long... Like,
answer
yes,
the I question, guess, like, sir! It wasn't Christmassy enough.
Yes, fair.
Now fine, that's a yes. problem because I do love Christmas. Like, I love Christmas decorations. I love all that stuff just because it's nonsense and cool. And I like, you know, obviously everybody knows my favorite genre of film is Christmas movies. So that's hard because if it was Halloween... I might have rubbed against it, but I like that you made the effort for Christmas. That's kind of cool. It's tough there. Vase full of flake like, and so why? Why is it that? What does it take up that you could put there?
Well, no, there really isn't anything. Like, I think we had a Kleenex box there at one point, and it's
that's not nothing. You just said you have a nose so sensitive you can't have real flowers.
But so we moved the Kleenex box to another spot that it fit fine. So it was kind of like it's one of those that it wasn't like, oh god, that is the only spot that this can exist in. Like no other spot has the reach to sit connection so strong that I don't know.
Let me say this in the most extreme way that people can understand it. I straight up don't understand the joy of having a vase full of flowers in your house. This isn't me being like a dude. I like lots of girly stuff. You should see my phone cases and things like that. I don't even like the word girly. I don't identify by any of that stuff, okay? All I'm saying is if you tell me we put a vase out with flowers, I am like stone cold, don't get it. Alien from another planet. Why?
So, no, I am actually, so it's, I am, and again, yeah, this is the same thing with not, like, it's not, like, a man thing. I've never been, yeah, I've never been a flower putter outer, mostly because, yeah, I grew up in my family, like, just are, yeah, that's you know, the term that I grew up with. My family's been allergic to flowers, but Maya has, like, she'll get flowers, like, her father will send her flowers on certain holidays, and she likes having them out. And so it's like, it was just like, it was a thing, and like, I'm not, it's one of those that it's like, I can't really, I'm not, of the things in life I might be willing to argue, is it okay if we have a single vase with flowers in it? It's like, yeah, I mean, I don't, I feel like if I put too much effort into this argument, it's like, who am I to really be making a big enough,
well, that's about being copacetic, but I'm saying it, we're talking about home decor. You and I are having a home decor show, and I come in and I go, and this is not about any sort of only have things you love kind of bullshit. This is, I'm telling you, it looks bad. I'm telling you, if I come into your house and you have, I don't know, let's say it's, I'll try and do it from like, you know what I mean? Like my rule of thumbs here. All right. If you have a one bedroom apartment, if you have a studio apartment, let's start from studio, we'll work our way up to mansion to show you my standards. If you have a studio apartment, how many objects that do nothing, that can just be out, that take up shelf space, that are just out, do you think you can have in a studio apartment? What's your guess?
How many shelves can you have out in a studio apartment?
No, not shelves, just shit, tchotchkes, knickknacks. How many knickknacks do you think I think look good in a studio apartment, which for those who don't know is a single room? Usually the bathroom is in a separate room, but everything's in one room. How many knickknacks do you think you can have out?
A studio apartment, honestly, I'm going to say zero, because I feel like studio apartment is you like to have, like, usually having a studio apartment or trying to say, like, there's a degree of, like, you are saving, you're trying to be, like, conservative in the amount of stuff that you own or have. And it's like, I feel like if you have just random crap out, it's like that. I don't know. I feel like it's like, yeah, if it's a studio apartment, you shouldn't have a lot. Maybe
this is where people get confused.
Maybe two.
No,
maybe.
Yeah, you're off here. It's less, you're going to see the scale as it goes up. It's two. How many do you think in a one bedroom?
One bedroom? Again, I'm such a bad judge of this because we have like...
You have shit out. You have knickknacks and shit.
No, we don't actually. So I'm looking in the room I'm in now. I would say outside of like boxes of fabric or costumes, I have, okay. I can see one true knickknack that's just like, I don't even know what it is, and it's just a thing that we have.
You're close to your limit. Two is the same answer for one bedroom. Two bedroom apartment, how many do you think you can have? In my opinion, this is us on our show being like, you do all your design wrong. Here's this, you know, how many do you think you can have a two bedroom?
I mean, two bedroom is such a world I don't understand. I want it. if I get a two bed, if we have a two bedroom apartment, I wanted those to be a studio. I don't know, five?
The answer is still two. If you have a one floor house, you may increase to four objects. If you have a two floor house, you stay at four objects. You only get to have seven objects, which is the only jump. Seven objects out once you have a full-on mansion. That's it. Those are the rules. Those are my rules. And if you think I'm wrong, try it in your house. Put your shit away and try it. I'm telling you, you will feel the difference. I could be wrong, but I'm telling you, I don't think I am. And this is someone who loves sculpture. As a sculptor, I have a desk toy, usually on my desk, that I fidget with.
So that's for fidgeting. There's a purpose to it.
Yeah, okay. It's like a totem.
Yeah, so you're like this tchotchke is just a totally useless, it doesn't serve any purpose item.
Visually, I will tell you, the satisfaction you're getting out of seeing it, because there is another aesthetic where people have like a collection. And there's a way to do a collection well. The DVD shelf is a way to do a collection well. I'm not talking about that. If you're some psycho who has every Simpsons object, great. You know what I mean? Good for you.
That, yeah, those kind of things. Yeah, I think those are in a box in my parents' house. Because I have like Simpsons toys. Yeah, no toys are out.
I'm saying, but no, I'm trying to say something like, this is what I'm trying to say about the tchotchkes. a wall of shit, a wall of DVDs, a wall of people collect these very highly detailed comic book things. If you have those, what are those stupid, the little cherubinous little children? What are those called?
Something
with an H.
This came up in like a show recently. Yeah, what are those?
I think it's on Better Call Saul. They talk about them at one point.
There'd have to be another show because I am criminally not watching that show.
But you know what I mean? If you have a dedicated collection, that's different.
Is it a German word? Is it like, it's like.
It is. It certainly seems very not Jewish, so it might be a German word. And remember, everyone, I'm allowed to say that because I'm a self-hating Jew, so it's fine. if you dedicate to something, that's not what I'm talking about. You have sports memorabilia. You have a collection that you're dedicated to. You have a video game collection. You have a genuine collection that you're dedicated to. And I mean this in a collection way, not, we've put art in the home. No.
Okay.
I'm talking about Bill's wall of DVDs. I'm talking about the person who has every single tech deck. I'm talking about it actually at that point goes up, in my opinion, in our home decor show. It goes way up. You can have a lot more as long as it's dedicated. It's this thing of like you're walking around the house. There's two or three fucking things on that table. You're walking around a house. Here's some fucking pedestal with a fucking thing on it. The essence of it, if you want to know what I hate, is if you ever watch Shark Tank, behind them is like a pedestal and some fucking thing. No. Cut it out. That's what I don't like. It's just, this table, 30% of the space is just fucking shit, a bowl of marbles or some fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't, I don't think we have any of that kind of stuff.
If I worked at a store, this is how I'd sell it. Like, come to the store and try and buy some tchotchkes from me. This is how I'd sell it. I'm in the Beyond section of Bed Bath & Beyond. Come in the store.
Okay. What is this thing?
It's some fucking thing.
Some fucking thing. What does it do?
Yeah, it's made by somebody somewhere, and it's a fucking thing. You put it out so it can be a fucking thing. You want one?
Yeah.
I say that to everyone, and they buy it. There's no logic.
What does it go with?
Nothing. And everything. Nothing. It goes with nothing. It's bullshit.
I like those options.
Yeah. It goes with nothing, therefore it goes with everything. It's one of those, whatchamacallits, one of those Buddhist sayings. Take it. Here's what you do. You bring it home, you put it somewhere. Where? Doesn't matter. No, there's no right place for it. It's always wrong, so it always looks right. You know how when someone takes a picture, like a shitty photography student, and they take a picture of like a bubblegum wrapper in the middle of a forest? It's like that. Not really appealing. But it's there. It's different. You want to put it in the middle of your floor? Go ahead. Works.
I've actually been looking for more tripping pieces. I feel like instead of a looking piece, I feel like you'd need more tripping items. So yeah,
if you want to be in fear of knocking shit over, this is your item.
I want to be in fear of being knocked over. So
both,
yes, I'll take
great. It. If you just feel like you have so much, if you feel like, boy, this is a video game with nothing in the level. Whoops, the level loaded and there's nothing in it, and you feel like you need more hazards and more shit to break. Go ahead. This is a disappointment device. At some point, it will break. That's all it does. It sits around until it's broken. Did it bring you any happiness before then? No, but it breaks at some point. Do you like that? Or you get hurt on it?
I mean, I like the adventure.
It's $80.
Yeah. $80.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a perfect price, right?
I can justify that. I've had a good week.
That's what everybody says.
Great.
Not 100, not 50. Right in the shitty range.
It's the shitty range. I mean, I've been pretty shitty. So.
This is the shitty range section. Forks that cost like $6 a pop. You don't know why, but you're going to have to question whether your fork is shittier because it doesn't cost as much.
Is it also super fragile? And if I probably used it or touched it like once, I'd either break it or like I'd have a thumbprint on it that will never go away?
It's store policy not to tell you whether or not it's super fragile or super strong. That's how this whole section works. things could be indestructible or they could be fragile. Now, you might ask yourself, if something's fragile, perhaps it's finely crafted. Again, no one will tell you that.
Well, I mean, I did recently go to the ATM and my money is burning a hole in my pocket. So here, take, I'll buy two.
Yeah, here, take a fucking thing. It's random. First one's this one, second one's different. Doesn't matter because you don't care. It's like a self-esteem thing to me, honestly. It's like, I'm just willing to put anything in my house. You know what I mean? It cries like self-esteem issues. That's like, I've noticed I judge people. You know what's another one I notice I judge people on? If you are organized, I have a lot of respect for that. But that's an action speak louder than words thing. If you're like, oh, here's where this thing is. Boom. And I see it in action. I'm like, all right, I like that. But people that like over-organize shit, like the organization, the box store, things like that. Mm. To me, it puts me, I'm suspicious, you know? It's like a magician act if you have all the boxes and the labels. It's like the first part of the act is I'm suspicious that you have these things because you're not organized. And then when you do it and you are organized, I'm like, ooh, I didn't expect that. Bravo. The prestige. Hmm. But if you don't do it, I'm like, I've noticed I'm very judgmental about these two home decor things. Something I very much noticed.
Yeah, no, I get that now. Yeah, like those kind of items. Yes, I see. I'm starting to see.
it's the shit everywhere. It just drives me on edge. It just puts me on edge. It puts me on edge that like, why is that out? And I'm not going to comment on it because it's out. If you walk me into a room where there's shit to comment on, great. But then also like when I have tried to do that, guess what I don't want people doing? Like, I live in mortal fear that when someone comments on something, they're about to touch it.
Mm.
I've been in art galleries where my pieces are up, and someone, like, real art galleries, and my pieces are up, and someone's like, can I touch it? And I was like, are you high? Like, that's something you say to your friend when you're at an art gallery and no one's looking. Like, you know I'm the artist, and you just asked me if you could touch it? Like, no. No. It's this whole thing of like people like me who don't do well in school actually appreciate the basic lesson. I did well in school. I don't get along with the whole totalitarian control thing in schools. But this is where I'm showing my radical side. There's certain lessons in school that I like. Hey, don't touch that. Don't touch that. I'm really into. I like that as a lesson. Don't touch that. Don't touch that. Asking permission to go to the bathroom, pretty much torture, though. Anyway,
oh, you would. Yeah, that's still been ingrained in me.
What is that? Can I go to the bathroom?
That and also just like the too often do I find myself raising my hand if there's a group if it's a large enough group and enough people are talking and there's like maybe one primary speaker or person we're all trying to like talk with. I'll raise my hand. I'm like, yep. No, this is happening. My hand's up. I'm politely waiting, but I'm also thinking of my hand's up. And if my hand's up, I might be only thinking about my question, not paying attention to what the speaker is saying. Oh my God, it's coming back to me.
Ugh. It's ridiculous. Like by my senior year in high school, this shows you I have a radical attitude towards schooling with people. I don't think it works. It doesn't work for people like me who don't fit. And there are like actually, without getting into whatever seriousness, there are places that have like good programs for like kids like me. Cause I was not like this person who's like, oh, I was smart, but I got good grades. I was just miserable. So, like by senior year, I just walked out of classrooms if I had to go to the bathroom because I was like, I'm an adult. I'm not going to ask to go to the bathroom. And in college, a teacher once tried to tell me I couldn't go to the bathroom and I literally just ignored them. And I was like, and I knew and this is advice to young people listening, make someone confront you and make them say, there's certain things in this world that no one will actually say to you. Make someone be ridiculous enough to say to you, you have to ask me when you get to go to the bathroom. And ask them back, like, so if I have to pee, you give me permission. They'll drop it because it's a ridiculous thing to say out loud to someone. And they'll start to feel controlling or they're a complete psychopath. Do you know how my only regret in my education, how many times I wish, like in middle school and high school, I had just asked to go to the bathroom and someone said no and I peed in my pants? I wish I had done that. Do you know what I mean? Why didn't I do that?
Because it'd be more of a discomfort for you. It'd probably be one of those that like, yes, if they deny you being able to go to the bathroom, it's like satisfying for maybe a minute of like, ha, well, I'm going to just do it here. And then it's like the, wow, I just did it here. Huh.
Well, then they have to let you leave. They have to let you leave. And I like, it's like the story just gets worse and worse. The student asked to go to the bathroom. I didn't want him to leave because inside the bathroom is a magical world of cheating where they all go to get the answers to the tests. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know what their thinking is. And you know what? If I cheat on a test, who cares? Like, so, okay, so you're going to stop me from going to the bathroom. Because why? Because you really need to hear me talking because I'm so important. And then it's like, okay, you didn't let me go to the bathroom. I peed my pants. I have no shame in that type of department. I'm not like I have no shame. I have no shame to be like, yeah, I peed my pants, whatever, to teach you a lesson. Because then it's the story is he peed his pants and you wouldn't let him leave the classroom. Yeah. And now I'm the kid who pees his pants all the time and now I get to go to the bathroom whenever I want. Honestly, peeing or pooping my pants 3 to 4 times to just be allowed to leave every classroom would have been worth it. Would have made my high school experience much better.
Because like the way I always did it was
you pee your pants, Bill?
No, I would play by those rules, but it'd be like may I use the bathroom, and then they'd say yes, but then I never actually said how long I wanted to be gone, so I would use the bathroom and then I would just walk around the school for a
yeah
bit.
I did like that I did I'd that. Do I laps got, I got in then, trouble for that
and then certain classes well the way that I would seemingly got around it was that every other time it'd be may I use the bathroom, next time can I get a drink of water, and I would just flip those and I would flip those and then I would just go for walks. I'd just hang out, walk around. I'd see if I knew anybody. Maybe I'd, if there was food to be grabbed, I would get food, and I would wander. So yeah, it'd be like, well, you never specified how long.
Yeah, and my whole point about the educational system, this isn't political, is these Hogan's Heroes type shenanigans that you have to pull in order to like take a break is ridiculous and torturing kids. Anyway. I'm stuck in a river. Hi, hey, this is Mike from AT&T. Hi, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, just so you're aware.
I'm stuck in a river. Wait, what is it? What are you aware of?
I'm not on AT&T.
So yeah, that's just where I work. It has nothing to do with what...
Well, you brought it up pretty quickly, considering you're in a river.
Sort of
and
force
you
of felt habit.
Felt the need to tell me your job.
Is that well, I am stuck in a more? River, and that... Well... The thing is, it's all about networking. Can I get out of this river and not drown? And can I make a connection here? That's what life's about. Have kids, post them on Instagram. That might get you more business. See what I'm saying? Life and death don't really matter so long as I connect to people. I am drowning. Yeah, and we saw your number here, and I'm part of the outreach team, and I wanted to call you to let you know I'm drowning in a river. And would you be interested in saving me today?
Yeah, no, I could see that.
Okay, so what I need you to do is if you could give me your current AT&T password.
See, again, I don't have AT&T, so I wouldn't be able to give you my
AT&T password. You need to reset your password.
In some ways, I need to get a password, so I don't have a password.
I can't give you a password. See, as part of the drowning...
I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you.
Well, the thing is that it's not relevant to me drowning. I'm just drowning.
You are just drowning.
Yeah, I have a problem, and I can't stop pretending I work at AT&T, and I do
that
this.
That is true,
just
but just
way in life.
During this, I'm not drowning at all, so I could take most of my day, and you probably can't take most of your day, because if you take most of your day, you wouldn't really be drowning.
A lot of customers say that, yeah, and so we've had reports of that. You're the third person I've called. And so the thing is I'm super drowning in a river. If you don't have an AT&T password, even when I'm at the AT&T building, if I'm honest with you, sir, oh, hold on, there's a fish crawling in my mouth. When I'm at the AT&T, that's not my department. Now, this has nothing to do with drowning, but I'm not at the office, first of all, just to let you understand. So I know this is frustrating.
I would hope, because if you're drowning at your office, that'd be bad.
You'd see it on the news if there was a river running through an AT&T office.
Yeah.
Which news, though? Would you? Do you ever get frustrated in movies when people all of a sudden know something because it's on the news? I don't watch the news all day. How would I know?
Exactly.
Do you ever think about that?
If they're told that something is important on the news, the minute they turn to that station, it's the exact moment that gives you the proper amount of information.
Yeah. yeah, everyone's covering it. No one's doing a different story, or it's not a commercial. That's sort of funny and meta, but I'm talking more about how the fact that the people who would be aware that this world event was going on is the type of person who turns on the news or watches the news, like, during their workday, which is weird, right?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's weird.
It is weird.
The thing is about it is that if you switch to AT&T today, which again, I can't do for you, you'll have lots of benefits. It doesn't have anything to do with me drowning in a river. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Okay. It does.
So if you're interested, can I have a follow-up email? Now, you can't email back. It's no reply at riversaregoingintomyorifices.biz. I'm going to send you an email.
You had me, but orifice is one of those words that I hate the sound of, and I hate hearing it, and when people say it, it makes me uncomfortable. So if you keep going with the word orifice, I'm not going to be able to help you at all.
Have you ever thought about opening a business in the New York province of Long Island and calling it Orifice Office to see them try and say that?
I have, but then I'd have to hear that word, and then if there's the chance they say
Orifice Office,
I don't like it.
Orifice Office. Johnny had a little bit of problem with his going caca. We got to go to your office.
Yeah, so, and that would literally be hell for me. And yes, I'm purposely using the word literally hell. And that is the fullest definition of
hell.
I'm just
demon,
hearing one word.
Yeah, welcome. This is the Nanogans at, Nassau. Hey, this is the Nassau County office. I understand you're having some caca problems. Fill out this form. I got to ask you some questions. How hard is your caca? Would you say you have hard caca or soft caca?
Well, like a loose
caca. Okay. Now, could you on this picture, you know how desks work? If you could draw a drawer for the office. See that drawer over there? I want you to draw the drawer of the office.
My pencil. I don't have a pencil.
Ironically, I got stuck in a river while getting stuck in a river.
I was about to get stuck in a river. I was like, I feel myself sinking.
I see you, and I don't know why I always take on an authoritative thing whenever you're stuck in the river. But sir, you're in the river. I'm gonna have to write you a ticket.
You're gonna have to write me a ticket for being in the river.
It's like that thing where if people commit suicide, they somehow get disbenefits. You're stuck in a river. I need to write you a ticket.
Is there anybody else that can help me? Because I'm not on my
watch.
Okay. Well, are you going to help me or are you going to write me the ticket first?
Both. I'm helping you learn. This will rehabilitate you in the criminal system.
Okay. Yeah, because it is up to my waist now. As we started, it was only at my ankles, so I am drowning rather rapidly.
Sir, you better hope it doesn't get to your nipples because that's a different ticket.
Okay,
it's like how speeding fines increase the more you go over. You know?
Well, could one make the argument that I'm actually swimming, I'm just stuck swimming, and I would just like some assistance?
That's not for me. I'm not the judge. I'm not judge, jury, and executioner. I'm a person who's on the street who gets to randomly assign crimes I see.
Well, it does sound like you are a little bit of an executioner, so.
Well, the thing is, sir, is learn from your mistakes. Rehabilitate yourself. Take this ticket, okay? I'm going to hand it to you.
How about you grab my hand, though?
See, now I have to write you another ticket for resisting a ticket.
I'm not resisting it. I'm just asking.
I've been trying to give you a ticket and you're resisting it. That's resisting a ticket. Quite frankly, as soon as you got in the river and didn't go and get a ticket and not do the crime, that's resisting a ticket. Our most political show ever. Sata, cha cha cha. All right. Let's do this ad.
All right. My liege, you've summoned me.
Yes. Great night, Bill. I have but one quest for you, should you accept it at the honor of your ordained king.
Of course, my liege, anything.
Don't worry, I was the king, assumed you'd say yes. You should enter your film in the Galactic... Boston Collective Film Festival. You should enter your film there.
Sir, are you mad? That seems...
I'm aware you're a train knight.
My time is better spent doing, like, other
nightly
things.
Yes, but think about it this way. Go to filmfreeway.com/Boston and enter your film. I understand we've spent thousands training you as a knight, giving you servants to help you be a knight, but do this instead.
Can I? What would I submit there? What would I do?
No, you can submit anything, a podcast, if those exist in this time of knights. You can submit any, we accept any art. If we and the thing about it, my loyal subject, kneel a little more. I know you're kneeling, but kneel more. All right.
It's hard in the
kneel more servantly. Yes, that's more subservient for me. You can submit any piece of art, and the winners will get a chance to have their work featured on ASMR Kittens YouTube or Twitch channel. She has over 30,000 watches there. That's exposure bigger than the biggest film festivals combined. An opportunity you'd have to pay many galleons for. If galleons aren't a thing that Harry Potter made up and are real coins in real life, I'm pretty sure they're not. Cougarans, also wrong time period. Gold. But it's quite cheap, and you can go right now, filmfreeway.com/Boston.
That sounds actually quite nice.
Do you own a camera?
I can find one.
Is it 1500s? We didn't establish that.
Then yes, I have this camera. Apparently this is
future!
My squire found this thing that he calls a camera.
It's 3022, the year. It's the future. Knights and kings have come back. Surprise, was not the past. Filmfreeway.com/Boston, BOA, filmfreeway.com/BOSTON.